Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning to the leader in you. This is Monday morning, and we're about to kick things off. This is a fabulous start of the week. We have some phenomenal people that are on the call. We have our co-host, Ms. Joy. We have a phenomenal guest speaker. I'm going to do a little bit of an introduction. For those of you that do join us on Mondays and Wednesdays, know that we are right here every Monday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. We always are bringing wonderful leaders across the nation to be a part of this show. So we can say to you, good morning to the leader in you. Yes, you, you that's listening to this show, your leadership potential in you is unstoppable. It is absolutely unbreakable. This is Catherine Trotter, your host, joined by Joy Ford, co-host. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Catherine.
How are you?
Having a wonderful day here, and I'm telling you, we're getting ready to have a spectacular show this morning on Good Morning to the Leader in You.
Absolutely. I am so flat out excited. Joy has connected us with a phenomenal person this morning, Major A. Byrd Jr. He is from the Baltimore, Maryland area. He is doing phenomenal things. We're going to talk about his book in a second, but his professional background, his professional background is in commercial, industrial, and residential electrician. He's been a part of the union for 6 years, but he has, which stands for Young, Unique, and Paid. And he's going to be talking about 10 keys from his book. I am not going to steal his thunder. We're going to spend about 20 to 25 minutes this morning doing an in-depth interview with him. We're just so excited. Good morning, Mr. Byrd. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Trotter and Ms. Joy Ford. Thank you to everybody out there in the leader and you. I greatly appreciate this opportunity to talk to all the listeners out there.
Awesome, awesome. You know, I feel your energy, Joy. I know you feel the energy. Today we're just going to have a flat-out exciting show. We are going to be discussing your book, Yup, Young, Unique, and Paid, and discussing your 10 keys. Everyone that listens to the show, you know how we do. We start off with a quote every morning. One of the quotes that I want to share says, "The secret of success is the consistency to pursue." And that's by Mr. Harry Banks. I'm going to read that again. It says, "The secret of success is the consistency to pursue." So many times I get the question, I'm sure, Joy, Mr. Byrd, you get common questions. What's key to success? How can I just go from zero to 100? Well, you know, there's no magic dust. There's nothing that's just going to make you go from a zero to 100 or build your business overnight. But it's a word in that quote that I love, and it's called consistency. When you are consistent over a period of time and you pursue that single focus over a period of time and you don't get distracted, you will see success in your business. There's one more quote, and then we're going to dive right into the discussion with Mr. Byrd. The other quote says, "Every time you state what you want, believe, you're the first to hear it. It's a message to both you and others about what you think is possible. Don't put a ceiling on yourself." And that quote is by Miss Oprah Winfrey. Now, we all know Miss Winfrey. We know that she was not born into a family of money. That just wasn't even her situation from the beginning, but we know where she is today. And I wanted to start off with those two quotes kind of as a icebreaker, if you will, before we kind of dive into the meat and potatoes with Mr. Byrd this morning with Yup. You know, Mr. Byrd, first, share with the listening audience, how can individuals get in contact with you? You are awesome. You are a speaker in the community, locally and abroad. What are some of the ways in which people can contact you, whether it be email, contact number, website, blog page? What would you like to share?
First, I would like to share anybody and everybody, like right now that you're listening, you can log on to Facebook and type in Young, Unique, and Paid. Click the like button, share it, love it, and right there in that information bar, you have my phone number. You also have our email address, which is yupthemovement@gmail.com, and we get right back to you within 10 to 15 minute response, you know, give or take the volume, and we probably be able to get back to you within less than a day. But those are the two main ways to get in contact with us. We stay using social media to definitely get the movement out there, and the phone number also.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I know you share with me a little bit about your professional background, so kind of connect the dots for us. So your background is in electrical professionally as an electrician, but you wrote this book called Yep. So how did the two tie together? Talk about your beginning phases, and then kind of bring us up to speed about your book.
Okay. Basically, I started out in a union, union electrician, working with my hands, working for different companies, various companies, and trying to understand a different normal day-to-day work life. Being a union electrician is the same difference as working at McDonald's, Starbucks, anywhere else. It's still a standard 9-to-5. I did go to school, and my hands were my trade. And what connected to was when I was little, I always wanted to own and control my own. So which means I had to build my own empire, you know, therefore. So I had to learn and understand. And through life experiences, which helped tie into the book, and then what I did professionally helped me to start building the lifestyle we have today. And then through other mentorship and other leaders that I've ran across have taught me different keys, and I've brought that together, you know, along with the life experiences that I had also with electrical work to put the book together.
Powerful. Now, Yep is a very interesting title. I mean, it caught my attention when Joy connected the dots and said, hey, you know, the gentleman, he wrote this book called Yup. That immediately caught my attention, and when she shared with me the whole title and sent me all the information, I was just completely blown away. So why did you entitle it Yup? Well, how did you come up with the title of your book?
It is actually kind of crazy. We was, me and Dr. Taylor, as you see, he did the foreword of the book. We were sitting inside of an Olive Garden, and we just kept on messing around, like, what can we call this? What are we doing? What can we call the vision? What can we call this message? And something had clicked, like, we both left each other, and then we called each other probably, let's say, about 2 hours later, and we was laughing or whatever, and then both of us like, you know what? Yup, that's going to work. Hey, wait. Yup. And you know, it's just one of those things, like, where you just laugh about it, and then from that point forward, it just kept on moving, and it was so great. It was so awesome. And then we just, you know, we worked the acronym. Like, we wanted to be, you know, professional. You want to talk about the young people and individuality, because being an individual is so important, because everybody is trying to be a copycat when nobody is trying to be an individual, and most individuals is to be successful. And then when you put those two together, of course you're going to get paid, because you're young, you got so much influence, and you've been individual, so the paycheck comes, so young, unique, and paid. Yep.
Wow. I love the energy. Joy, you on the money today with this guest. Joy, I want to pause for a second if you want to jump in and join the conversation.
I have had the privilege and the honor of meeting Major A. Byrd at one of his recent book signings at UKazoo in Towson, and I just want to give a shout-out to that store. They did a tremendous job that day in welcoming us, and I enjoyed everything that Major Byrd shared with us that day. I have his book in my hand, his awesome book, and I just want to let you know that he has a couple of quotes in his book in the beginning of his chapters, and I want to share one of the quotes with you and just talk a little bit with Major Byrd about it. And he says that in his section, Sharpen Your Skills, he says, there is no secret to success. You must train, work hard, and sharpen your skills. It starts with a dream, setting goals, and putting faith into action. And that quote is from Major A. Byrd. And I just want to say to Major Byrd this morning that when you decided to write your book, what made you choose to write about financial literacy and helping children to develop their skills to become entrepreneurs?
Well, the first thing that started it was my daughter and her own personal creative entrepreneurship that she had with her. She was making jewelry. She designed shoes. And then, you know, with my own personal things, and then my soon-to-be wife, she has her own entrepreneurial drive, and, you know, like, my parents have always wanted to do things themselves, but they never could. So what that tied into is that they fell into a system that became cookie cutter, and they worked a daily 9-to-5. Me and my wife, started to fall into the same mold, and then I seen the life that was in the kids that we do have and the kids around us, and they don't, if you look at their eyes, they have so many dreams, so many aspirations. And they don't want to fall into basic society. They want to be creative. They want to be free. They want to, you know, move about and do life the way life is supposed to be. So all that tied together and forced me to have to put this out here to let them know that if they continue to dream, and even as adults, if we continue to have our imagination and dream forward, we can do the best instead of falling into what we see around us. Because the whole thing is really a mindset. It's either will I succeed and win or will I not and just go ahead with status quo.
Wow.
That's incredible. I really applaud your daughter for setting out to do something that she loves with making jewelry and just forging forward and having her parents behind her to support her. And I think that's what many of our youth need today. They need to see the support of people like Catherine Trotter and other people in the community behind them, helping them to achieve their goals. And Major Bird, I had the privilege of reading your book, and you have an acronym in there that said DARE. And I want you to tell us a little bit about what DARE stands for, if you can, for our audience listening today.
Okay, DARE is what we put at the end of every chapter to bring the kids together to help them stay on track. The D in DARE stands for the decision making, A is for action, R is for reach out, and E is evaluate. So you make the decisions, you know, am I making sure that I'm living in my purpose, doing what I need to do? And then the actions, you making sure, are you putting it into action? The reach out is, who must I connect with? Who must I talk to so I can get my goals out there? And then you evaluate yourself about, did I get it accomplished? Did I do what I need to do? Did I stay focused? If not, you just go back through the process again. And it's just basically to help you stay on track, because there are so many weapons of mass distraction out there, as we talked about earlier, that is like that take people off their path. You know, it could be something as small as from stubbing your toe to almost losing a family member. So those distractions are real, not that they should be, like, brushed under the rug, but they are distractions nonetheless. All distractions are the same.
That's absolutely powerful.
And I think it's amazing that not only do you give advice in your book about how someone can go about becoming an entrepreneur, but you help them decide to make their decisions by making the book interactive. And you use different movie clips that help the children, that I'm sure many of them have even seen, movies such as Up, WALL-E, The Incredibles, Cars, Meet the Robinsons. And I was just wondering, how did you come up with the decision to use the movies to help the children to connect with the idea of them becoming entrepreneurs? Because I just think it's just amazing the way you wrote that book.
Basically, you know, my future wife likes to tease me all the time. She tells me that I'm a big kid because I sit out there and I watch all the kids' movies. And, you know, being an adult, looking at a child's movie, you see the keys or the concepts that's in there that you're like, man, if I had this movie when I was younger. Or, you know, you think about, you know, like back in the day when they had the original, like, DARE program, or, you know, or they put don't do drugs on the pencils and things like that. That stuff stayed in your head, and it kind of deterred you from what you did. So these movies, they affect our kids because our kids are saturated in television. So since they use it anyway, let's use something that they look at already and try to use it to their benefit instead of always using, you know, they use it and they get stuck. So that's how I took the movies, and then with the fact that they, in the movies themselves, it tells you to use your imagination. There are keys in all these different movies, and that's why I can't wait for Yup Too.
Awesome. Okay. Let me ask you a quick question. With the listening audience that's here that are entrepreneurs, that are leaders, mindset barriers, as you were pursuing to write your book, what kind of things that you have to overcome yourself, and what could you share with the leaders listening in that they may have a desire to work with you, they may have a desire to start their own business, they may have a desire to be an author such as yourself. How do you overcome mindset barriers? What are some steps or tools could you share?
First and foremost, I had to believe in myself, not to be scared of hard work, and most importantly, that what I had to offer was needed in society. My overcome was, like I said before, it was all distractions, and I had to focus on seeing my project all the way to completion. And then mentally, I learned to block out those who thought I needed approval or permission to become successful, and I learned very quickly to stay away from negativity. So it's pretty much I started constructing my own world around me, you know what I mean? And it's not like I became single-lane-minded, but if it wasn't positive, if it wasn't pushing forward, if I wasn't putting myself in the correct circles that was building me up, then I stayed away from all the negativities, the things that would bring you down, the barriers, all those distractions. It's literally just linking up with people who are trying to do better. And that's literally what it is when you join hands and you join unity, it's nothing but power. It's nothing but, like, blessings that come along with that. So I'm definitely believe in it wholeheartedly.
Awesome. Now, this is the last quarter of the year. We're in November, about to go into December. You as an entrepreneur and other entrepreneurs that's listening on the line, what are some things an entrepreneur, a leader, should be doing to prepare themselves for 2016 in these last couple of months?
Basically, I would just say that we all have to look over all the progress that we made up until this point, look over the areas where we may have fallen short, make the appropriate and necessary changes, even if that forces us to use professionals, because the goal in the end is to succeed. I would also say never stop learning, so you can throw yourself into a current and always be current with updated information. And then I would also say be innovative and prepare yourself for any changes that come through 2016. Again, those weapons of mass distractions or new things that you never thought would have came about.
That's absolutely powerful. Now, the title, the acronym, it breaks out to Young, Unique, and Paid. How did you come up with that particular acronym? And with that, where do you see your company going? Do you see yourself traveling with your book in 2016? Do you see yourself continuing in workshops? How did you come up with the acronym, and where do you see yourself in 2016?
Well, first I would like to say that we came up with the acronym sitting at the Olive Garden, and we were trying to influence the kids, and we was like, they want something that's young, that's hip, you know, again, bringing out the individuality. And everybody, you know, as we all know, the world that we live in is definitely about money, so that's where the paid come from, and it's about putting your ideas out there. They will bear the fruit that you need. So now the next thing that you had brought up was about where do I see myself and where do I see the company for 2016. Simply put, my long-term vision for my company is to see the lives of children explode with success. Even if one day they choose to have a traditional job, they still will have something of their own. I want to change the minds of children worldwide. Also, I want to state that 2015 was a tremendous year. After publishing a book, I began to travel across the states. Wherever people would have me, I've had the pleasure of doing presentations for students that age range from 6 to 14. That was approximately 300 students and about 20 staff members at the New York Avenue School in Atlantic City, New Jersey. In addition, as Ms. Joy had mentioned, I did a book signing at Yucasville Books in Towson. That was a great event, selling over like 60 books in about 3 hours. And I plan to visit other schools and churches here in North Carolina and schools. And I have an upcoming event in Georgia, and that's really before the end of December, maybe beginning of January of 2016.
Absolutely powerful. For those that's just joining, we see you chiming in online. We see you calling in. Thank you so much for joining in to Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am joined by my co-host, Ms. Joy Ford. The gentleman that you were just hearing, for those that's just joining the show, is Mr. Major A. Byrd, a phenomenal individual. He is an author. He is a speaker. He authored the book entitled YUP, which stands for Young, Unique, and Paid. Mr. Byrd, state your contact information one more time, because we do have some new listeners joining in, and we want to dive more into your 10 keys. So state your contact information.
My contact information, again, if you want to email us, it's at yepthemovement@gmail.com. Also, you can log on to Facebook and type in the words Young, Unique, and Paid. You will see either my handsome face, myself, or my daughter. That's on the front page of my book. Right there on the page, please click like, and you'll have our phone number and ways of getting in contact with us. We accept all messages. You can post right on the page. We will definitely try to get back to you.
Awesome. And also, this show is being recorded, so for anyone that want to support the YUP movement, at the conclusion of the show, Mr. Byrd will have the link. Please support him in all that he's doing. Ms. Joy, if you want to dive in to have a conversation with Mr. Byrd regarding some of the 10 keys in the book.
Yeah, I'd like to just talk to him about one of his quotes that he wrote. He says, never wait to follow your dream. Life happens and time waits for no one. The crazy thing is, once you actually live your dream, you will start to realize you waited far too long. And my question to you, Mr. Byrd, is this morning is, now that you're living your dream, and I see that your book is very interactive and there's spaces for the children to write down their thoughts and their ideas, and I think that will propel them to also become writers. Can you tell us a little bit about how you decided to make sure that this book had some places for the children to write in, and why was that important to you?
It was important because if you write in a book and you can read it at the same time, it makes it interactive and it gives the book more value. You can read a book 1,000 times and then it'll end up on a shelf, but this is like a book plus a workbook plus a dream starter plus a vision plus a journal plus just life itself. This is your thoughts. I carry around the Yup book and a small journal at the same time, and it helps me propel my own personal ideas. I use the book, I read the book, and you know, I stay current with the book. I even use the book. I've used it twice now because I filled up the first one. But basically, with the quote, you know, living your dreams, it definitely don't wait too long, because the younger you can start, you know, the earlier you can finish, and you can live the life that you want to have and just relax. You can live in the Keys, you can live in the Virgin Islands. We can, you know, instead of stop dreaming, your dream will become your reality, and then you got to dream up something new.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the and also in your book, I noticed that you have, I'm really big on helping kids with their vocabulary skills, and I noticed that you have in the back a 90-day word challenge for entrepreneurs, and I just think that was excellent. And some of the words that you placed in your book, do you think these words should be used in the school curriculum, and how do you see your book being used in schools?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. To be honest, in New Jersey, where I spoke at, we have a Yup Club that has recently started, where they use the book itself, and they use the particular words in schools. And we're in negotiations right now. I can't really state all the way with certain schools that want to use the book in their curriculum because they just love it, because it teaches them the vocabulary. It teaches them how to reach their goals, and it's definitely something that everything definitely transitioning into. So it's already there, willing and waiting for them. So if there are any principals that's listening, you definitely need to get this book into your school.
So once again, what Absolutely. Is your contact information for those that's just plugging in? How can they get connected to the Yup movement?
Again, if you want to get connected to the Yup movement, all you got to do is YUPthemovement@gmail.com. Or log into Facebook and type in Young, Unique, and Paid, and you will see our page right there. Please like and share it with everybody that you know, and our contact phone number is also on the page itself.
Wow. Now, the 10 keys that's in your book, how did you determine what those keys would be?
It was a grueling process, to be honest. It took a minute because you was trying to map out and focus on what I wanted the book to flow. And that's one of the biggest things about having your idea from, I had to write down how I wanted to look, how I wanted to finish. And I worked from the end forward, so I had to work it out like, this is what you need, this is what you need. It's no different than when you're cooking and you want to get that proper meal the right way. You just keep on adding the ingredients until you have it. So that helped me flow with the 10 keys of how to step by step by step by step to get the way we need to get to. Because at the end, you start with just following mm-hmm. the keys. And if you know the last key, you end up being a champion of your dream.
Absolutely. And that's where I was about to go next, if you wanted to highlight 2 keys from your book.
My main key, my favorite, well, besides following your dreams, that's number one. That's why it is number one. It's just to get started. Any little effort that you put towards your dreams bring you closer. You know, Les Brown, one of my great I listen to a lot of Les Brown. He tells you that if you realize that when you start chasing your dream, that your dream actually starts chasing you, that right there within itself is, like, powerful, because it's like if I start chasing what I'm after, I start attracting and I'll get closer. I'll run into the people that I need to get to. And my last favorite quote is dare to be a champion, because the movie reference that I used in Speed Racer, Speed, thought about himself as a champion since a young kid. He did everything that he possibly could. He loved what he did. He fought hard. And at the end of the day, by the time it was all said and done, he was a champion. So he found what he needed to find. And that's the same thing with us. If you keep on fighting, you keep on fighting your battle for your dream, and you tear it up, you don't give up, you will also be that champion. So that's very important, to be a champion of your own life.
Wow. Joy.
And Catherine, I have 2 more questions. Major Bird, where can your book be purchased, and will you be doing any upcoming book signings?
My book, first, let me start with that one. My book can be purchased at createspace.com /548-2026. Also, on my Facebook page, again, if you type in Young, Unique, and Paid, there's a Shop Now button. You just press that right there, and you can order the book that way. You can also order it on Amazon.com by also typing in the name. But definitely the easiest way to get it is from off of Creative Space, and that's createspace.com/548-2026 or Facebook, Young, Unique, and Paid, and just hit the Shop Now button. And the upcoming book signing events, I will be posting those on my Facebook page.
Great.
And what is your Facebook page again? You said it's a Young, Unique, and Paid?
Yes, ma'am. That's my Facebook page right there, Young, Unique, and Paid.
Awesome. Well, we're definitely going to blast it out and support the Yup movement. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, definitely want to get you booked for some speaking opportunities as well. I know, Joy, I mean, we both feel your energy over the phone, positive energy. For the listening audience, thank you so much. This is the Morning to the Leader and You show. We've had a phenomenal opportunity to have a conversation with Mr. A. Bird. Our co-host is the phenomenal Miss Joy Ford. For more information about all upcoming business websites and workshops that's coming up in the DMV area, go to katherinetrotter.com. Again, that's katherinetrotter.com. Again, that's katherinetrotter.com for all upcoming business workshops within the DMV area. Joy, are there any announcements, additional information that you would like to share?
I just want to say that they can reach me at joyrificband.com and look forward to talking with you again on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And just to end on this note, continue to move forward into the directions of your dreams. Never let a no stop you. Never let a mountain that you see before you stop you and make you want to turn around the other way. This is Leader in You. And the reason why we call it Leader in You is because a lot of times we have so many innate things on the inside of us, but we sometimes can be scared or fearful or allowing the naysayers to tell us what we can't do or who we cannot become. You heard it from Mr. Bird this morning. He is a prime example of going past the nose, of going past any obstacles that he saw in his way, and now he has the product in hand. And we encourage everyone to follow the Yup movement. Mr. Bird, we're going to give you the last words. Anything you would like to share?
First and foremost, I would like to definitely thank God for the opportunity that I have right now and the product that I'm able to put forth. I would also like to thank my leaders, all of them, Pastor and Prophet Claiborne, Bishop Hawley. I also like to thank my team, Decadent Design. I would also just like to just thank y'all, Ms. Trotter and Ms. Ford. I greatly appreciate the opportunity. And the last thing I just want to, you know, leave out there is, you know, is just to tell everybody just to dream big. You know, the sky is not the limit. Your vision is.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it. Good morning to the Leader in You. Have a phenomenal day. Have a greater week. And we're going to see everybody at the top. Stay tuned. Next time is Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, there will be a replay link. So if you missed the show, if you came on later, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/leaderinyou. Have a fabulous day.